Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Quiz Quest. My name is Day.
My name is Devin. Hope you're all doing good.
Yeah, we hope you're all doing nice and fine today. So, Dev, what have you been up to?
Just enjoyed the winter break, not much going on. Trying to get outside now. It's getting a little warm. How about you?
I've been okay. I've been pretty good. We missed you on the last episode.
Oh, yeah. It's my fault. rough few weeks, starting off the first week is being extremely sick. And,
yeah, it's perfectly
second
cool.
Week, some family stuff. But yeah, we're back.
We get it. Everybody's got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Now, I will be quizzing you first today.
Alrighty.
And today might be a little bit of a magical episode for you.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
So the quiz I have for you is, everyone has a mythical animal that matches their personality.
Okay.
Here's yours.
Alrighty.
Alright, so first thing I'm going to need you to do for me is pick a place to live. So right off the bat, we've got like a really nice beach view type house. It's not very like colorful. It's actually all white.
Okay.
It's just like a block white house, beachside. You got your snowy area. You got your wooden cabin. That's another choice for you. Got like a Tarzan-like tree house in the middle of the jungle. A nice like alley street, like a nice like brick pave alley street with houses on the side, like something you've seen like Paddington.
Okay, decent. That's decent.
A suburb home.
Yeah.
And then sort of like this house you would probably see in the first Star Wars film.
Okay. I'm just going to have to go with the beach house because, there it's going to be nice and warm. I'm a guy that likes to wear shorts,
I have noticed that. I don't think I've ever seen you in pants, even in, like, the coldest of weather.
Except, like, this past week.
I don't even know, like, to be completely honest. You could have been wearing shorts.
I promise you that. Yeah. Beach house is the move. A nice simple white house. I kind of like simple anyways,
Yeah.
Go the modern way.
I get that. I would be on that house with a brush in an instant. Like, it would most likely look terrible, but I couldn't do, like, all the white.
Yeah.
My OCD would get to me. All right, so your next question is, how would your friends describe you? Would they say you're carefree, energetic, hilarious, kind, loyal, or a strong boy?
Out of all of those, I'd probably say loyal. I was always that one friend in elementary school. They tell you a secret. I always kept my mouth shut,
How do you think I describe you?
I don't know. Hilarious. I'm pretty funny.
I don't know. I'm pretty freaking funny. I think I would describe you as sort of carefree. Not as in don't care about anything, but like in the fact that like you're chill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just like to relax, just get all this stress off my chest.
Get all this stress off my chest.
You know why stress? Because if you stress and you're just stressing, there's nothing you can do about it.
If you stressing, you're just stressing. All right, so we got a loyal boy.
Sweet.
Okay. Which potion would you want to brew? Love potion.
Oh, wow.
Aging potion. Strengthening potion. Truth potion. Luck potion or sleepy time boy potion?
I'd probably say the strengthening potion, because if I took that potion, all the time, I could be like really strong. I could be probably like one of the best athletes in the world.
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
Makes me think of that whole like Shaggy meme going around right now. Makes me think of the part where you take the one potion, you got super buff, he's like, "Oh, dude. I'm Rock Mouse game."
Definitely. Man. And if I do become a professional athlete, that's when the money comes in. So who needs like the luck potion? I'm already living lavish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sport would you play?
Considering it was strength, I'd probably just play basketball because I'm pretty small dude, but if I'm super strong, like who's really gonna stop me?
That's true. You got that there.
I'll be like Zion Williamson
Jr. Zion Williamson if you cut off his knees. Dude's like what? How tall is he? He's like
6'7", 285.
6'7"?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
That's not big. That's gigantic.
Yeah.
How tall is Shaquille O'Neal?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone like 6'7" in person. I think the tallest person I've seen is like 6'5".
How tall is Shaquille? Okay, Shaq is 7'1".
Oh, so wow.
So I was about to say, because I'm 6'2". Thinking about somebody who's 6'7", I have a friend who's 5 foot, and he's at my shoulder, so if...
Yeah. That's huge.
My goodness.
Plus the 285 pounds, you know, he's just a human rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros, out of everything. Just a human rhino. All right. Pick some stars. So we got a lot of, like... galaxy-like stars. If you take a look here at my screen, if you want to take a look here, right here, we got like the casual like Hot Topic galaxy sweatshirt galaxy right here. We got the hey babe, let's go under the stars and look at the stars type of stars right here. Like a rainbow of stars.
Alrighty.
You got like the nice like galaxy stars that look like
it's pretty.
It's got like that green, orange, and yellow tint. That's straight up our galaxy right there.
Yeah.
You got our galaxy, which is pretty dope looking, let me say. Like, and then you have a nice like ocean like galaxy.
I'm honestly gonna have to say the second pair of stars.
The second pair, the
hey baby.
The hey baby, let's go look at some stars. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I feel like if I looked at all those, you know, I'd probably be the most peaceful to look at. The other ones are pretty like bright and stuff, you know, probably give me like
I feel where you're coming from. Yeah. Hey baby, let's go to the stars. And then you just whip out the strength potion. All right. Which potion would you want to brew?
Oh, wait, again?
No. Oh, I accidentally skipped the star one.
See, I wish I could have had another potion.
Another potion. Be careful. Combine with one with another, and people are going to start questioning. Pick a book. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Ooh. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The Hunger Games. The Lord of the Rings, Mobius Dickus, or 1984?
I'm probably going to have to say Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone because...
That's a good book.
I feel like the books that I really valued are the first three Harry Potter books.
Really? Why you say that?
You know, those are honestly the first, like, huge books I've ever read in my life. And I kind of got hooked after, like, the third one.
I mean, that makes sense because not only in the book but in the movies, around like the third movie is where things start to turn dark.
Yeah.
as you know, Edward from Twilight died. spoiler for all those who haven't watched Harry Potter for some reason. But yeah, Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone is a good book. It's weird. Like, you've got all these fantasy books. But then you have Moby Dick in 1984, which is kind of having me question things.
So that's your favorite book. I'm sorry, but be a very boring person.
Oh, maybe. choose an ink blot. I'm about to give you a whole psychology lesson right here on my screen. All right, so you've got an ink blot, which is, you know what, just pick one. Just go ahead and pick one, and then I'll go through what I see. Actually, no, tell me what you see in each of these first.
The first one, the pink one, I feel like I see, like, a heart, but I see a butterfly at the same time.
Yeah, I understand that. I feel that.
The second one kind of just looks like a pair of hands, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, it kind of reminds me of a tarantula or some kind of spider.
All right.
The fourth one, it kind of reminds me of like a peacock.
Mm-hmm.
fifth, some sort of insect, and the last one looks like a crab.
All right, here's what I see. First one, I see a heart, of course.
Yeah.
Second one, definitely see the pair of hands together. It's two black hands coming together. Third one, I couldn't tell you. I have legitimately no. Like you said, tarantula. I was like, yeah, maybe, sure. Fourth one's the reason why I don't go to Chipotle anymore. fifth one is I see like a black beetle.
Black beetle, yeah. Some sort of bug.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
And the last one, I don't know. It's blue.
Yeah.
I see blue. Which one would you pick?
I'd pick the pink one. The other ones are giving me bad vibes.
All right. Okay, and finally, which real animal do you identify with? Sloth, kangaroo, panda, python, hedgehog, or tiger?
Huh.
Can I just say right now, this is one adorable sloth. Look at that dude.
Okay, I'm going to say the kangaroo.
I thought you were going to say the kangaroo.
Yeah, because I feel like the tiger and all, it's a little too aggressive. I'm not too aggressive of a person.
That's true.
The other ones were
sloth, panda, yeah. Python, hedgehog.
I'm not really a bear kind of guy.
All right, kangaroo. Oh, boy. Dev, you got dragon. Oh.
Dragon?
Oh, yeah. Your personality matches a dragon. You're fiercely protective of the people you love, you know, the baby you take under the stars. You enjoy living luxuriously and comfortably. You tend to anger easily and enjoy spending time alone. You possess raw power that inspires wonder and awe in others. You know, I've every time I look at you, I see Hercules, so it makes sense to me. Black Hercules, of course.
That's pretty cool. I think that's really dope because my birthday, I'm actually 2000 baby, so I'm the year of the dragon.
You're the dragon, boys. Then again, I wish I was the year of the hen. Yeah. The chicken, oh man. What I would do to be a chicken. Dude. All right. Now that I have taken your time and your valuable answers, it is now time for you to take my terrible answers.
Alrighty. So the quiz today, recast Harry Potter characters with Disney characters, and we will reveal your Hogwarts house.
Bet. Okay.
So, first, obviously, we're going to start off with Harry. And the Disney characters we have, Aladdin, Prince Eric, Flynn Rider,
The Smolder,
and Tadashi Hamada.
Tadashi Hamada?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Aladdin, because Aladdin is most definitely my favorite Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
He's definitely the Harry. He's the main guy, you know?
Yeah, I love Aladdin. He's great.
Okay, so now we're going to cast someone as Harry's best friend, as you know, Ron.
Okay.
We have Prince Philip, Peter Pan, Alfredo Linguini from Ratatouille, and then Prince Adam, a.k.a. the Beast.
I'd have to go with Peter Pan because he's another ginger. Peter Pan's ginger, right?
Yeah, Peter Pan does have red hair. He has red hair.
He does? Yeah. Okay, because I didn't want to be wrong there for a second.
You know,
he's a ginger. He looks like the freaking Lucky Charms mascot.
In high school, my senior year, I took a creative writing class, and I actually rewrote a story, and it was based on Peter Pan, but Peter Pan was actually evil.
Okay.
And basically his goal was to just recruit children and brainwash them instead of...
You mean what Peter Pan actually does?
All right, so I pretty much wrote the dark side of Peter Pan.
Yeah, you wrote the, like, original Peter Pan story. Like, you know,
the,
like,
untold truth.
Yeah, like the Cinderella ones and everything like that. Yeah.
Gotta expose the truth.
Gotta.
Oh, wow. This is okay. cast someone as Hermione.
Gotcha.
So we have Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
We have Belle. Tiana. And then from Lilo and Stitch, we have Nani. Nanny. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
Nani.
The older sister from Lilo and Stitch.
Who was the first two?
Snow White and Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
I would have to say Belle, simply because, and I honestly didn't think this until just now.
What?
Like, I said Belle, and then I thought this. Belle was played by the same actress that played Hermione in the last Beauty and the Beast movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even watch that movie.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to choose Belle.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect. It's meant to be.
It was meant to be. Except it's probably not meant to be in the
Beauty
movie.
And the Beast. I think I watched it maybe 3 times. One of them because we watched it in class.
Do you think Belle has Stockholm Syndrome? Do you? I think she does. I'm pretty positive she does.
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, like, what would have made her want to stay?
I don't know.
Like, I get they, like, romanticize and pull at your heartstrings, but like, what in the world would make you stay?
You're right. You know, just Disney movie stuff.
Straight up kidnapped her, and her father died, right? so like, where's the emotional trauma? I just go. I'll go about this for hours.
Alrighty. We'll move on to the next question.
All right.
So now you're gonna cast someone as Jenny. We have Princess Ariel, Anastasia Tremaine,
Jenny,
Giselle, and Princess Merida.
Merida.
Brave. I never saw it though.
Definitely Merida.
Okay.
Because number one, again, I'm pretty sure Jenny's like a redhead. And you're saying Meredith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Merida, Meredith, one of them. It's Merida. It's the redhead girl.
Yeah.
She could totally pull it off. Like she could totally do like the look of an ugly Betty to a princess.
So that means we have Aladdin and Meredith. Interesting.
I can see it. Two cultures intertwined.
Okay, so now we have to cast somebody as Neville.
Ooh.
Neville. So we have Russell from Up. Wilbur Robinson from Meet the Robinsons. Pinocchio. And David from Lilo and Stitch.
Who are the first two?
Russell from Up.
Russell, you know what? I'm going to pick Russell.
Russell.
Because that's like the least one that would be Neville Longbottom. You think Neville Longbottom, you think tall, blonde.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Of course.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Russell is handsome. Russell is the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life.
He's a cute child.
He is cute.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So now you want to cast somebody as Luna.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Honey Lemon. I'm not really sure where that's from. We have Rapunzel and then Elsa.
Well, straight away, I'm going to have to say Alice from Alice in the Wonderland because Luna Lovegood is basically just the what's the word fan service Hot Topic character of Harry Potter. like you see this girl and like you would immediately expect, oh, okay, I'm going to see a shirt of her in the store at the mall. Yeah. As soon as I go,
she's like the
quirky one who's like weird and stuff like that, but she'll wear like the knee-high socks. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Alice in Wonderland.
So I definitely say Alice with her extreme imagination.
Did you see the Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp?
With Johnny, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the second one?
The second wasn't, was that the one that was like, what was it called? Through the Looking Glass or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that one in theaters. I love that one. But Johnny Depp, man.
Great.
Oh, he is
he's
great.
Probably my favorite, you know. I'm going to have to say my favorite movie is probably Edward Scissorhands.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a great movie. It is. My favorite movie is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, it's such a great movie.
It is a great movie.
You know, I always, like, I'm always asking people to see it when we, like, pass it on Netflix. And everyone's just like, nah.
You shouldn't even ask. You should just be like, hey, okay, if you want greatness, if you want greatness right now, then this is the movie for you. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
It's worth it.
Best movie. Best main character. Main character is played by Michael Cera, absolute national treasure, cutest boy in the world. He has the sweet voice.
Yeah.
Of your mom.
I feel like he's very relatable.
Of course.
You know, it makes him like such a good actor. You know, he's just a normal, awkward human being.
Yeah, it does not look good with a mustache. Definitely does not. All right, what's next?
Now we're gonna cast somebody as Draco Malfoy.
Okay.
All right, so there's a lot of characters that are starting to come up of movies I haven't seen. So, ladies and gentlemen, if I pronounce their names wrong,
wait, before I go back, before we do that. Correction on the like the Neville Longbottom thing. For a second I was thinking Draco, but still that perfectly worked. Now that I think about it, that the answer that I picked works perfect for Neville then. Okay, Russell makes a perfect
at the beginning
Neville Longbottom. All right, so we're on Draco. Now we're on tall, blonde, and handsome.
Okay, so we have Kristoff. Okay. We have Prince Hans. I don't know who this guy is.
Who?
Naveen.
Prince Naveen?
Prince Naveen.
Prince Navid from...
Naveen.
How do you spell it?
N-A-V-E-E-N.
Oh, yeah, that's the prince from Princess and a Frog.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the guy that turns into the frog.
Okay.
I don't know if Prince Navi will be Draco. Who's the second one?
The second one was
Hans, right?
Yeah.
It was Hans. I'd probably say Hans.
Alrighty. Good old sideburns. Okay, this one's great. This is great. All right, so now we have Hagrid. First option, King Fergus. Then you have...
King Fergie.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Incredible. And that's it.
Just those three?
Yeah.
All right, well, obviously we have to pick King Fergus because... Not only does King Fergus pull off like the whole look, but at the same time he's like, how would I describe? At the same time he's got that like personality to him where you know he's like got like a sweet heart, but he can really seem like a big brute.
It's perfect. You know he honestly looks exactly like him.
He does. You know who King Fergus also looks like? And if anybody doesn't know, King Fergus is Merida's father in Brave. But do you know who he looks like?
No.
He looks like Hiccup's dad, Stoic, from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh my goodness.
And they're both from like the, I'm pretty sure they're both Celtic. Is it Celtic?
Celtic. I think it's Celtic.
Let me see.
Celtic? Celtic.
I
think it's both.
Whatever.
I think it's one of those words, you know.
Yeah, whatever it is, they look the same, and it's completely insane.
Do you remember the show Dave the Barbarian?
Of course I remember the show Dave the Barbarian.
Are
you insane?
It just brought back memories. I just saw a big guy and I was like,
Dave the Barbarian. Oh, you know what that made me think of?
What?
Tekken the Power of Juju.
Yeah.
Tekken the Power of Juju.
Best theme song. Yeah.
Alright, what do we got next?
Next, we have Cast Somebody's Professor McGonagall.
Is that the dude with the huge monocle?
I believe that's the one who can turn into a cat.
So the one woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's such a sweet lady.
Alright, so we have Miss Incredible.
Miss Incredible.
Chicha, you're picking Miss Incredible already.
No. It's Miss McGonagall, not Miss Thickonagall.
Oh.
Next one, please.
No comment. We have Queen Eleanor, and then Thaley.
Thaley. How do you spell that?
F-A-L-I.
F-A-L-I. And that's a Disney character, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's the, isn't she the cat from the Aristocats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with her since she's a cat and she turns into cats.
Perfect fit. You know, she was made for it.
You think she was originally a cat and then she actually turns into a person?
Yeah, I'll never forget when I saw the movie. I saw a cat and then it turned into a human being. And then I was like, what am I watching?
A movie about wizards. He says, you're a wizard here. All right, what's up?
So we're going to cast somebody as Professor Dumbledore.
Professor Dumbledore.
And that is the last question. How could we ever?
Oh my goodness. How did we get here?
Alrighty. We have King Triton. We have Merlin.
Merlin.
We have Maurice from Beauty and the Beast. And then I believe this guy is from Snow White. Geppetto?
Mr. Geppetto.
Yeah.
Mr. Geppetto is that is Pinocchio's dad. Oh.
Same graphics, guys. Same graphics.
Not even.
His nose looks exactly like the dwarf's nose, so I honestly thought it was Snow White.
Yeah, Geppetto's Pinocchio's dad.
Alrighty.
But I obviously have to go with Merlin, because I mean, again, they look alike. Awesome. Also, Merlin has some of the greatest swagger I've ever seen.
100%.
Like, have you seen this dude dance?
He's dripping.
You gotta see this dude dance. All right, what did I get?
So, your result is Hufflepuff.
You know, it's funny. I am a Hufflepuff.
Really?
I really am a Hufflepuff. I took my Pottermore test.
Oh my god!
I am a Hufflepuff.
So this quiz is legit, y'all.
Hey guys, if you don't for some reason want to just take the legitimate Pottermore test and I don't know get a pretty similar result from what I got, but that by statistics that that does not make sense. But help yourself.
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff. I huffed. And I,
in case you didn't know, in case you guys didn't know the traits of a Hufflepuff.
Oh God.
This house values hard work, dedication, fair play, patience, and loyalty.
I tie shoes, shank people, and do everything opposite of what you just said. So I now disagree. I am a horrible person.
Slytherin.
The only thing that is similar between me and Hufflepuff is their mascot. I am a savage wild animal. I'm just a savage wild animal.
Hufflepuff, isn't there, what is it, like Wolverine?
I think it is a Wolverine.
Yeah.
No, it's a honey badger.
honey badger. I haven't seen one of those.
Yeah, the badger, this often fierce animal, cousin to the wolverine.
Okay, there we go.
Is a symbol of tenacity and protection. They protect their young at any cost and have been known to fight off wolves and even bears. Like, dude,
you know,
bear walks up in the woods, badger's there, bear's like, dude, square up. Badger just stands, just grows seven. Badger turns into Shaq.
Shaq.
And the badger imparts persistence, determination, and endurance while he beats on the bear. Badgers also give mental energy and fighting spirit.
Dude, check this out.
What's up? What'd you got for me?
Google, I want you to type in badger teeth.
Badger.
These things are pretty scary.
Teeth. Dude, that is awesome.
That is a nice animal.
That
is a dog.
Fourth picture after you search badger teeth is my favorite, the mean badger glossy poster.
I'm looking at it right now.
Gonna put that on my wall. That's perfect.
People are literally hustling pictures of mean badgers. So if you want to shoot for your dreams, just know it's possible.
I love animals. Like I love length. Like I love otters, yep. Badgers, and weasels.
I think
not weasels, ferrets. Badgers, otters, and ferrets. Just those creatures that are like really short and stubby, but they got the long bodies.
What about meerkats?
Meerkats are beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, not watched The Lion King? Like, it's. I'm gonna be completely honest. They freak me out. They really freak me.
I think they're dope. If I could have any pet in the world,
I would
definitely pick a meerkat.
If I had to have anything, if I could pick one thing in the world that could not stare at me like a meerkat stares at me, it would be a meerkat, because they've just got these like cold these cold eyes.
I would honestly pick a lion, but it's a little dangerous. So we're going to go with the meerkat.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, guys. Devin is a dragon, and I am a Hufflepuff. And this has been a very, very magical episode of Quiz Quest. What do you think?
I think for the next episode, we're just going to have to make it even better.
Just bring out our A game.
Bring out our A-plus game.
What do you think the next episode should be on?
I feel like...
Go. First thing you think of. Go. Right now. Go.
Well, the first thing I saw was a McDonald's ad.
McDonald's.
So I'm just thinking about food. I'm just thinking about food.
Next episode of Quiz Quest will be fast food. Thank you guys for tuning into today's episode. We hope you had a great time, and we wish you the greatest week.
Stay safe. Bundle up.
Signing out.